From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, as he does every 6 weeks. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, and also pharmacist Ben Fuchs pops on from criticalhealthnews.com to give you some amazing health tips. We will start taking calls very shortly this hour and all of next hour with Doc Wallach as well. He has made major contributions to a number of authored texts and referenced books. And, of course, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Dr. Joel Wallach on Coast to Coast. Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, George. It's an honor always to be with you, and I can't thank you enough. And we're in good shape here where we have the ability to give good news to everybody here with all the problems we have going on here. We can save them an enormous amount of unnecessary misery. We can add many healthy years to their life, save them an enormous amount of money. And we can do this very quickly. So we're ready to go.
Doc, realistically, what's a good lifespan for someone? I mean, I just had the story where the great singer Harry Belafonte passed away, 96 years old. That's a good run. But what do you say is a good number for people?
Well, first of all, before I answer that question, he died of a simple nutritional deficiency. Congestive heart failure is a deficiency of a certain nutrient. We actually have a program for that. And I figured it out because all of the dolphins in the big aquariums around the Earth and all the countries around the world were dying of congestive heart failure, and did autopsies on a bunch of them, figured it out, changed their diet, put together this program, which we sell, and guess what? You don't hear about dolphins and porpoises dying of congestive heart failure anymore because we figured out what causes it and how to prevent it and how to reverse it. So congestive heart failure, if Harry would have contacted us or if somebody would have told me about his congestive heart failure, we'd have sent him some. Yeah, he's one of my heroes.
He was. Even at 96, though, that's a good run.
That's a good run. Now, the record holder now is a French girl by the name of Jean Kelment from France. She died in 1997, not too distant ago, at 122 years and 164 days.
She documented.
It's documented. Oh, yeah. This is all well-documented, published in medical journals and so forth. So this is well-documented. And I just did a big thing today for the Spanish community. It's kind of in English and Spanish and English and Spanish. We're going to have a tool made out of this because they wanted to know, what about all these genetic diseases we have and people are, you know, misery and dying of all these genetic diseases? Well, one of the things that the reason why my thesis on my 20,000 autopsies, which is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, I showed very clearly that there are no genetically transmitted diseases. And I have a book, it's called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And I actually got the Klaus Schwartz Award for that in 2011, which is kind of like the Nobel Prize in biochemistry. I was very, very proud of that.
Good for you.
And so basically, there are no genetically transmitted diseases. So, you know, things like cystic fibrosis. And that's where I first found this in monkeys in Yerkes Primate Center at Emory University in 1976, space monkeys. It's supposed to be a genetic disease of humans. I found the first one in non-humans and got it documented that it was that. And then I figured out what caused it and told them that it was a simple nutritional deficiency, not genetic, and they fired me. And that's when I went back to school and became a physician. As a result of that, okay? And so cystic fibrosis is very easy to prevent and cure. Even if you have it for years and years and years, we can reverse it with a nutritional supplement and a diet. Same way with muscular dystrophy. I worked with Jerry Lewis, and over 46 years, he generated $2.6 billion for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and he and I worked together. And I figured out for him what the cause of muscular dystrophy was. They thought it was a genetic disease, and they spent $2.6
billion. Billion dollars.
Yeah. Okay, to try and figure out what it was. And I showed him what it was, and we were curing kids primarily in the western and southern, south central states in the United States. We're curing these kids of muscular dystrophy. And we called Jerry Lewis, and he came out, and he brought his doctors, and they did biopsies, and they agreed that we had cured these kids of muscular dystrophy. He was so excited. And so in September of 2011, we were going to give him an award in October. But in September, he was scheduled to do his regular telethon on Sunday and Saturday.
Right. His Labor Day show, right?
That's right. Exactly right. And he went to I think it was Arizona, to put on the, to go to talk to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And he brought them the proof that we had found the cause, prevention, cure for muscular dystrophy, and all the names and all the literature and medical records of all these kids we'd cured of muscular dystrophy. They summarily fired Jerry Lewis. They put a gag order on him so he couldn't say anything to the press.
And they fired him before the telethon, didn't they?
Right. They fired him on Saturday. They canceled the telethon, which was the next day. And it's been a mess ever since then. That was in 2011.
They don't even have a live telethon anymore, do they?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. And so and then I also figured out how to prevent and stop syndrome of death syndrome, where the mothers were supposed to, doctors were saying for years and years and years the babies were dying from syndrome of death syndrome because the mothers were laying on them and suffocating them, and the mothers are all committing suicide because they're being blamed for killing their babies when they didn't do it. And so those three diseases, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and syndrome of death syndrome, this is why I got the Klaus Schwartz Award in 2011 and the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2015 from the United Nations, because I was able to find the cause, prevention, and cure of the first two, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and find out the cause and prevention for syndrome of death syndrome. And then we found the cause and prevention of just about every disease you can think of. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. I did a big Spanish thing today.
And even diabetes is not genetically.
Oh, no. Type 2 diabetes is 98% of the diabetic population, very simple nutritional deficiency. Type 1 diabetes is a nutritional deficiency in the mother in early pregnancy when the baby's pancreas is being formed, and it screws up the ability to make insulin, and they're born type 1. It's not a genetic thing, as doctors would say, okay? It's a simple nutritional deficiency, the embryo, early on in pregnancy. And so,
is that why they say, though, ladies, when they're pregnant, don't drink a lot of alcohol and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know if you ever heard of, let's see here, alcohol can cause all kinds of stuff, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and including all kinds of birth defects, but it's only about 0.5% of birth defects. Okay, embryonic alcoholism, okay, with mothers drinking too much alcohol. That's a minor thing, really minor. The big thing is they're eating gluten. They're eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and it's killing their intestines, and they're not taking the vitamins and minerals. And they should be doing this for 10, 12, 15, 20 years before they get pregnant, and then there will never be another birth defect in any of our kids. We did this in animals. We don't have birth defects in animals anymore because we give the mothers and the fathers all the vitamins and minerals in their food, in their little alfalfa pellets. I learned this when I was 9 years old.
That's what you used to eat rabbit food, if I remember right.
Yeah, exactly. And I got rid of my problems that 20 doctors couldn't fix, and I got rid of it, you know, in just a couple of months by eating calf pellets that were supplemented with vitamins and minerals and rabbit pellets that were supplemented with vitamins and minerals. I cured myself in 2.5 days. And they couldn't cure me in 5 years, 20 doctors.
Doc, what got you into veterinary medicine in the first place?
Well, I was a farm boy, okay? And I figured out what caused my problems. It was because I was eating, you know, oatmeal for breakfast that has gluten in it, killing my intestines. I was having Wheaties for breakfast.
And who knew that then, right?
Who knew that, okay? And so basically, I was having all these problems, and these 20 doctors couldn't figure it out. And when I realized that I could cure myself just by eating all these alfalfa pellets from rabbits and calves and sheep and so forth with the vitamins and minerals in it, and so I decided I was going to go to agricultural school. And then I figured, you know, that's not good enough because I need to get this information out to other people. So I decided, you know, I'm going to go to veterinary school, too. And here's where it comes. Here's where the big thing happened. In 1963, I was a junior in veterinary school, and it was Christmas, okay, 1963. I was 23 years old. All of the professors were gone. I was working in the pathology department to pay for my tuition in the veterinary school, and a farmer brings me 50 dead lambs.
He brings 50 dead lambs there?
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez.
This was, you know, just a couple of days before Christmas.
All from his farm? They all died from his farm?
Yeah. Now, the story gets worse, okay? And so I did the autopsy on him, and I said, do you have, other farms around? He said, yeah, they're all farms around me. I said, well, do they have animals like you have? He said, no, I'm the only one with animals. Everybody else is just growing crops. He said, uh-oh. What do they use for fertilizer? He says, nitrate fertilizers. And where your lambs get their water? Well, we have a pond there. I said, okay, I need some water from that pond. And I said, bring it now. Well, it turns out that that night, the day before he brought me those 50 lambs,
oh, the fertilizer.
500 lambs died on his farm. They were perfectly normal in the morning, happy, ready to go. They're going to be sheared for their wool after Christmas and taken to market after New Year's. And they all died just a couple of days before Christmas on that night when the temperature dropped to 16 because they all had goiter. They couldn't handle the temperature drop. And they all died of hypothermia. That was my first scientific publication. Got it published. I went to Africa with Marlon Perkins to deal with the white rhino dying off. But my publication got published when I was in Africa. And Perkins came back, and he took that publication, went to NIH, National Institutes of Health, got a $21 million grant for me to be the pathologist at Washington University in St. Louis and Barnes Hospital.
You know it well. And you worked at the St. Louis Zoo, where he was the director of it.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And so we figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of all these diseases thought to be genetic. My thesis sells for $25,000 each, George. Okay, because it shows very clearly.
You mean to this day they sell for that much?
Oh, yeah. Some of them sell for $35,000 if I've signed them.
Who buys them?
Universities, big corporations.
Collectors?
Collectors, yep. And so it's one of those things where I figured out that all these diseases said to be genetic are just simple nutritional deficiencies. And we're talking about Alzheimer's disease, things like arthritis, heart disease of every kind. We're talking about things like lupus. We're talking about liver cirrhosis. We're talking about diabetes, high blood pressure. All of these things are just simple nutritional deficiencies, and we came up with all these programs. And so now we have these programs that cost people like $5 a day. They don't need insurance. And they can come to me, and they've been a diabetic for 25 years. They have high blood pressure. They're on dialysis 6 days a week because they haven't urinated in 10 years. And in 6 weeks' time, they're urinating. They're off of dialysis. Their diabetes is gone. They don't have high blood pressure anymore. And they're bringing a normal life. They do have to continue to take the 90 essential nutrients because they're not in the food.
You got to do that. Doc, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more and take phone calls. We'll start with phone calls when we come right back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Doc Wallach. We'll take calls with Doc Wallach this half hour and all of next hour as well. Doc, it's amazing the work you do for people. How can people hear your Ask Doc radio show?
Okay. Well, basically we have a Zoom Monday through Friday, noon to 1 Pacific time. Okay. And it's a freebie Zoom. Okay. And they can ask questions and so forth. And it's called dailywithdoczoom.com, dailywithdoczoom.com. And it's going crazy all around the world.
Good for you. And that, of course, is on the criticalhealthnews.com website as well, where
Absolutely.
They can get that information. That's good. You help so many people. I go to events that are unhealthcare related. They're paranormal events and things mm-hmm. like that. Or our live stage shows. And people always come up to me. Someone always comes up to me and thanks you and Pharmacist Ben Fuchs for the information you've passed on to help people.
You know, Pharmacist Ben does a great job. We're all very proud of his relationship with us.
How did you find him?
Well, he found us. He came to us because when I was doing all the radio and stuff, he says, I want to work with you guys because, being a pharmacist, he says, I know the limits of what pharmacy can do, just treat symptoms. Pharmacy doesn't get rid of anything, just treat symptoms. You're getting rid of the disease. And so he really took on the concept of getting rid of the disease instead of just treating the symptoms, like most pharmaceuticals treat the symptoms. And people are grateful. Oh, my gosh, I had pain all my life, and my doctor gave me this new drug that was out. I'm the only one in the county that has it right. Okay, the doctor says that to everybody. Okay. And so, at any rate, my pain went away in 3 days, which I'd had forever. And then 3 years later, they die because they really didn't get rid of the disease. They just relieved the pain.
Yeah.
We give the body what it needs to get rid of the disease. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. And so you give the body what it needs. I don't care if you have Alzheimer's disease, you have MS, you have things like, heart disease of all kinds, cardiomyopathy, heart disease, you have atrial fibrillation. Doctors, you have atrial fibrillation, they want to anesthetize, you cut your chest open, take your heart out, put hot branding iron all over your heart to try and find the place where the heart's going amok. And it's really just osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve. And so we actually came out with a book, George, it's called It's All in Your Head. There's 37 different diseases you can get when you get osteoporosis of the skull, and they don't teach anything about that in medical school, so it's time for us to write a book, so I'll send you a copy of the book. It's All in Your Head. 37 different diseases are caused by osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, including balance problems and ringing in the ears or you fall down, break your leg, and they'll treat your leg, but it was caused by the skull squeezing the vestibular branch of the 8th cranial nerve, and then the skull will squeeze your spinal cord. And when you squeeze your spinal cord, you'll get up 3, 5, 8 times a night to urinate, and the doctor wants you to do a biopsy of your prostate gland because he thinks it's a prostate problem, but he can't do it in women because women don't have prostates, and 80% of the people who get up at night to urinate 5, 6, 8, 10 times a night are women. So it's not a prostate issue. It's the skull squeezing the spinal cord.
Interesting. We've got the emails that come in. Tom will get texts and tweets for you, too, but this is in from Mike. He says his brother Louie has been diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. They found a couple cancerous deposits in his colon, and they want to just take about 7 or 8 inches out of his colon and stitch them back together. Is there anything you can take naturally to help relieve the problem?
Okay, well, cancer is a tough one, okay, because it's related to immune system. It's related to years of eating bad stuff that actually caused this cells in your colon to run amok.
And you don't know how far advanced it is, too.
Exactly. And so basically what we can do for people with any type of cancer is we put them on a program that enhances their immune system. It gets more white blood cells being formed by the bone marrow, and the white blood cells go and kill and eat the cancer cells. So that's how we kind of approach cancer. They got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even carbonated water got to go because it neutralizes your stomach acid, so you cannot digest food and absorb minerals. And then we want them to take what we call our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has 215 nutrients in it, including the 90 essential nutrients. Okay, and then we want them to, if they have colon cancer, we want them really to take more of what we call our MSM and our collagen peptides to cause the bone marrow to make more white blood cells to go and kill and eat the cancer cells.
And again, folks, if you miss what Doc says, call this number because they're taking notes. Great staff behind him.
Yep.
1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's start by going to first-time caller Gloria in Pacoima, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, thank you. I inherited celiac from my father. But it's a form that hits you when you're older.
I apologize. I didn't hear you got what from your father?
And what was that, Gloria?
Celiac disease. It's inherited. They found it in my DNA.
Spell that for us.
C-E-L-I-A-C.
Celiac.
Yes.
Okay, celiac disease. Okay, so you're talking about something going on with your colon?
Yes, and
just talking about that.
Okay. So how much do you weigh?
110.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 70.
Okay. Do you have any ringing in your ears?
No.
Okay, any balancer problems?
No.
Any skin problems? Any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, but I have to wear long sleeves and everything because I get a rash easily if I don't.
Hmm. Okay, now, last question. What do you eat for breakfast every morning?
Eggs and green food, waffles, things like that, and berries.
Okay, stop. You said waffles.
Waffles. The waffles. Yep.
Okay. Grain-free waffles. I checked the label. They don't have any of those things that carry the the problem. You know,
you're saying the waffles are gluten-free, Gloria?
Absolutely. They're gluten-free. There's no buckwheat, none of those things, no oatmeal.
Do you eat bread or bagels?
I don't eat any of those things. I can't unless they are grain-free because I listen to you guys.
All right, Gloria, get ready.
Get ready because here it comes. Okay. When you have celiac disease, you have a problem. You're getting cross-contaminated with people living in your house, a spouse, a dog, in the washer and dryer, on the rug, in the bed, in the couches, or do you work outside the home?
Not anymore. I retired. And,
okay, what were you doing when you were working outside the home?
No, not anymore.
I can't hear you. What were you doing when you were working outside the home?
Doc, let's just go with the results, Doc. She's not handling her phone right. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, when you have celiac disease, you're getting in contact with gluten somewhere, okay? And it could be a cross-contamination of a household member, a workplace, okay? It could have been working in a restaurant, okay, whatever, okay? And it's causing all your intestines, your small intestines, your colon, the lining to go away. Instead of looking like a shag rug like they should, all the finger-like villi, your intestines look like a plastic tube. You've lost 90% of the absorptive surface. It's very painful. And you cannot absorb nutrients properly and so forth. And so this is why you have celiac disease. So you have to find out where you're getting cross-contaminated. And, of course, when you can't absorb nutrition, that'll show up in your skin. You'll be real sensitive to everything when your skin requires a lot of nutrition. But also you're concerned about your heart and your kidneys. Do you have any blood sugar problems, any diabetes, or any...
She's gone, Doc.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. And so what we want her to do then... At 100 pounds, she says she weighed about 100 pounds. I want her to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the carbonated water got to go because they neutralize stomach acid so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. Then she needs one healthy brain and heart pack per month. It has 215 nutrients, including the agreed-upon 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minutes, and 3 fatty acids. Half a dose of everything at breakfast, half a dose of everything at dinner time, 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. They're going to help repair skin, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including connective tissue in the walls and the intestines and also in your skin. And then she needs to have our ultimate enzymes called the gallbladder bottle. She can take 2 of those 3 times a day, 10 minutes before each meal, a couple ounces of water. And that's going to help her enormously to absorb all the good stuff. But she's got to really, really be aware of who she's hanging out with and where she's living and going and who's coming to her house because cross-contamination is just as bad as, you know, personally eating incorrectly. But we deal with this all the time. It's celiac disease, lupus, all those kind of things, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, are all easy to get rid of, I mean, in weeks. I don't care if you've had it for 40 years. They go away in weeks, okay, because it's a simple getting rid of the bad stuff. We actually have a book. It's called Dr. Wally's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It's 300 pages of safe recipes and also
healthy
cooking.
Healthy recipes.
Healthy recipes, that's correct.
Gloria, take down this number because they're taking notes on what you may or may not have missed. 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Yeah, we sure do. From Dave in Montana, can the doctor please talk about and break down how the body processes the bad foods when we eat them?
Okay, well, this is problematic. That's why they're called the bad foods. Now, the bad foods include anything that's made from wheat, brought around oats, also buckwheat, fried foods, fried chicken, fried fish, fried giblets, fried vegetables, fried anything, okay? Fried eggs cause huge problems, okay? So this is why people got to get Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. You want the safe recipes, the safe cooking methods, absolutely none of the bad cooking techniques, and then you want to take the 90 essential nutrients. You want to take at least, you know, finances are a problem. You take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and it's imperative you do that. You cannot get enough nutrition from your food because There are no plants. Now, this is probably the most important thing I'm going to say here tonight, George. There are no plants, no vegetables, no fruit, no grain. There are no plants that make minerals. Now, plants can make vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids, but they don't make minerals. And minerals make up 2/3, 60 of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals. And nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. And so the only way you can guarantee you're going to get all 60 essential minerals in optimal amounts is to supplement with them. And doctors say, don't waste your money on supplementation. Just eat well, you get everything you need. Any doctor who says that should be put in jail because you cannot get what you need from your food. It's impossible.
I've seen doctors at events try to fight with you.
Oh, that's fine. If they want to fight with me, I'll go outside and duke it out with them. I'm 82 years old, they'll lose.
You're one of a kind, Doc. You're one of a kind at all. It's time for maybe one more quick call before the break, and then we'll come back with an hour of calls with Doc Wallach on Coast to Coast. Dave in Ohio, let's get you in here. David, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing, Davey.
I have a 7-year-old daughter. She is 50-some pounds, and she gets a cold at least once a month, or she might skip a month here and there, but it's a upper respiratory cold. I'm trying to boost her
resistance and immune.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So she needs to get rid of all the bad foods. Everybody in the household's got to get rid of the bad foods so she can maximize absorption of the good stuff, right? No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, and oats, no buckwheat. No sugar, no oils, no salad dressing, no cooking oils. Use lemon wedges on your salads or yogurt on your salads, no oils. And then absolutely no sugar and absolutely no carbonation, no diet drinks and no carbonated water. Then at 50 pounds or so, she needs to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Have her take a half a dose at breakfast and half a dose at dinner time of our healthy brain and heart pack. That's going to support her immune system. And then I also want her to use our Rebounder sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. Okay.
That's a lot, Doc. That's
100 nutrients. That's
wow.
75 minerals in our sports drink. Red Bull only has one, only has magnesium. That's why Bruce Lee died at 32 of a heart attack. Okay. And so at any rate, she also needs to have, the Healthy Brain Heart Pack. Oh. She needs, maybe I want her to have the OxyBody, which is an oxygen thing, but also she needs our colloidal silver. Now, colloidal silver is in a dropper bottle. I go through 2 or 3 of those bottles a month. I've been doing it for 25 years, and we have a wonderful colloidal silver. It's been used for thousands and thousands and thousands of years by humans because it kills viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. Okay? Now, penicillin came along in 1936, and doctors dumped the colloidal silver, because you could buy it anywhere, okay?
It was natural,
and
right?
It's natural. And so they liked the penicillin because you had to come to their office to get a prescription, so they got an office call.
Hold on, Doc. We're at a break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Dave in Ohio for his daughter, who has a weakened immune system. She's always getting respiratory infections. And then we'll take final hour calls next.